Hello out there from me in here, 1001 welcomes to Yotto Daily. My name is Jake and it is Czech's calendar, Thursday the 26th of March 2026. How are you doing out there? Feeling fine and fresh and fantastic, I do sincerely hope. Oh, look at this. We've got another visit today from Yasmin. Yes, Yasmin is our US reporter. She drops by with a new dispatch every month. I wonder what it is she's talking about today. Ooh, I can't wait to find out. Let's pass over to Yasmin. I will pop back at the end. But for now, enjoy, my friends.
Hi, Jake. Hi, everyone. Okay, I have got to tell you all about these incredible things I've been learning about an animal. This animal is very hardworking and busy. I would say it's kind of chubby looking. And this creature has a big role to play in nature because it makes sure the environment is healthy for other wildlife. I'm talking about the beaver. You know, big teeth, wide tail, chews wood. That beaver. Today, we're going to learn about what makes beavers so interesting. We'll come up with a list of what makes them important to nature. And I'm going to tell you how one town in California became a home for beavers. Let's start there. I want to introduce you to someone who thinks so highly of beavers, she throws them a party every year.
My name is Heidi Perryman, and I am someone who advocates to take care of beavers.
Heidi lives in Martinez, California. Martinez isn't too far from San Francisco. It's a town with a creek running through it. Nearly 20 years ago, in 2007, Heidi heard that a pair of beavers moved in.
I met a lady walking on the street and she said, "Have you seen the beavers?" And I thought, that doesn't seem very likely. So I thought, well, I'll go look for them. And then I saw a dam and I saw a chewed tree. And then I saw a beaver. And I thought, wow, this is really interesting.
Heidi was hooked. She'd walk the 8 blocks from her house down to the creek and watch them. So would lots of other people. First, there were just the two beavers. Then they had kits. Sounds like kids, but a baby beaver is called a kit, spelled K-I-T.
And they were really cute and very fun to watch. The parents were really good parents. They did a lot of taking care of the children. The first time I saw them together, the dad was letting two kits ride on his back. And it was a pretty amazing thing to see.
I have never seen a beaver in person, but I'd like to, because physically, they are very unique. Beavers are a type of rodent, just like mice are a type of rodent. Also, gophers, capybaras, they all belong to the rodent family. Beavers have brownish fur and these cute little heads and small paws in the front with claws. I heard a scientist describe beavers as looking like awkward chicken nuggets on land. But beavers are made for swimming. Their hind feet are webbed like a duck's, and they have flat, scaly tails that help them swim fast. A beaver also has really big lungs, so it can stay underwater for up to 15 minutes. And then their teeth. Beavers have teeth like a chainsaw that let them chew down a tree. Their teeth are a shade of orange, actually, because they're reinforced with a mineral called iron to make the teeth really strong. And of course, the reason why they chew down trees and cut branches is because they build dams in rivers and streams. A dam is a structure made of wood, rocks, mud, to essentially stop the flow of water to create ponds, which leads me back to the town of Martinez. Not everyone wanted the beavers there. To some, the beavers were a problem. Remember, the beavers took up residence in a creek right in the middle of town. Some people worried that the creek would flood, and that would not be good for people's safety or their homes. Not to mention the chewed trees. People like their trees. So some people wanted the beavers out of there. Heidi had seen the beavers and respected them, so she started learning more about why beavers do what they do.
And I learned that they made a really big difference to creeks and to fish and to the bugs that live in the creek and to the birds that come and eat the bugs, to the otters and to the muskrats. I learned that they really made a neighborhood for all the wildlife, and that this was important because there aren't very many things that make neighborhoods in creeks anymore.
That's true. The North American beaver is what's known as a keystone species. I didn't know what that meant and had to look it up. A keystone species is an animal that is essential to the whole natural community around it. In this case, beavers create habitat for others. As Heidi said, a beaver builds a neighborhood. They do this by building dams and creating ponds with deeper, cooler water. This is how beavers stay safe from predators, but all kinds of plants and animals benefit. For instance, baby salmon need to eat and live in those pools until they're big enough for a faster-moving river. All kinds of birds rely on the wetlands that beavers create. If the land is dry and a beaver comes and builds a dam in a stream and digs out some little canals, the water starts to slow and the land starts to get moist again. Plants grow. In short, more beavers can mean more wildlife, fresher water, and actually less flooding overall and less damage from wildfires. The beavers can make these major changes relatively quickly if people let beavers do what they want. But what if a beaver comes right into the middle of town? How can people live with an animal that has the ability to change its surroundings so significantly? These were the questions facing the town of Martinez. Heidi says her town got a lot of attention.
And so we were on the news every night. We were in the papers, and people wanted to come to Martinez just so they could see the beavers.
As I said, some people wanted the beavers out. Heidi and many others wanted the beavers to stay. There was a big debate. Heidi started an organization to advocate for beavers. She started a beaver festival, too, and got kids involved.
They build their dams and help reduce flooding.
They build dams and that helps reduce fires.
One year at the festival, she asked kids about all of the ways beavers help.
They help by providing lots of home for animals.
Well, they build dams by cutting down trees, and I think that helps, like, preserve the water.
They save salmon! They help logs.
The town decided that instead of getting rid of the beavers, they would try something. They brought in someone to install something in the creek, basically a pipe to help control the water levels so that the creek wouldn't flood from the beaver dams. And Heidi's group worked to protect people's trees by wrapping them and painting them with something that the beavers wouldn't want to chew on. You know what? It worked.
People thought that Martinez would be famous because of all the problems the beavers caused, but it really got famous because of all the good news about the beavers and the way the community got together to solve the problems.
The beavers lived in Martinez for 10 years. The baby kits would move on to other areas, and then the beaver parents had more kits. Over time, a total of 27 beavers lived in Martinez. Eventually, they all moved on. Heidi says she misses them, but she's happy knowing that the Martinez beavers helped create beaver populations in other areas nearby. and she likes thinking back on how fun it was to go down to the creek and watch.
The thing that I really enjoy seeing the most when I would go visit the beavers is that one day you wouldn't see an otter and the next day you would. Or one day you wouldn't see a kingfisher and the next day you would. These neighborhoods were growing and changing, and that was really exciting.
Now Heidi's organization works to help other towns who are trying to live with beavers so that these very unique animals can do the work that nature wants them to do. Back to you, Jake.
Oh, there we go. Fantastic as always from Yasmin. I loved hearing all about those beavers. Wow, beavers, how cool are they? I think they might be my new favourite animal. A keystone species. I loved that bit. An animal that is essential to the whole community around it, creating habitats for other animals. I love, love, love it. Thank you, Yasmin. She'll be back next month with another dispatch. But for now, my friends, that was your Yoto Daily on today, Thursday, the 26th of March, 2026. And if today is your birthday, hooray! Happy birthday to you. I hope your birthday is extra, extra, extra fantastic. I hope it's the best birthday in the history of all birthdays. A huge, heartfelt happy birthday to you. Yes, you, celebrating today. Hooray! And before we go, folks, let's have clue number 4 in our What Am I quiz this week. A clue each day, Monday through to Friday. Can you guess what it is I have been describing? I have a face, but no eyes or mouth. I tell you something important every single day. I have hands. Oh, I have a face, but no eyes or mouth. I tell you something important every single day. I have hands. And my fourth clue is, without me, people would often be late. Oh, without me, people would often be late. That's our fourth clue, folks. Have you got it? Have you cracked it? What am I? Do you know? What are your guesses? Tell me. Okie dokie do. Well, let's check in again tomorrow, Friday's episode of Yoto Daily. I will reveal the answer after our Friday Games episode. Do tune in then. Until then, folks, have a wonderful day and I'll see you around. Bye for now!